All right. Thank you, Jennifer, and thank you for the IT support back at AEA's headquarters. I'll officially call the Rail Belt Transmission Organization Governance Committee meeting to order for November 7th, 2025. If we could do a roll call, please, Jennifer.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer here.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller here.
The City of Seward?
Brian Hickey here.
Homer Electric Association?
Brad Janorski here.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo here via online.
Okay, Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Millian here.
And the Rail Belt Reliability Council?
Ed Jenkins here.
You have a quorum, Chair.
All right, thank you, Jennifer. If we can move on to public roll call, please.
Okay, so we'll go to the folks on the Teams meeting that have not identified themselves. Please state your name and affiliation for the record.
This is Noel Gross with the RRC.
John Sinclair, MEA.
Tony Zellers, MEA.
Cody George, outside Johnson for the City of Seward.
Kim Henkel, MEA.
Andrew Jensen, Governor's Office.
And Daniel Heckman with Golden Valley is also online.
Okay, next we're going to go to over here to my right.
Tina Grovier, Stoll Reeves, Counsel for the RTO.
Just talk loud.
Jeff Stuller, I'll take Counsel for Jane.
Go ahead.
Carrie Valley, Alaska Energy Authority.
Bill Price, Energy Authority.
Mark Billings, the Alaska Energy Authority.
Okay. Okay, Chair, that's everybody.
Okay, thank you very much. Moving on to the approval of the agenda, there was a recommendation by one of the members to move new business item number 9 to item number 8, basically swapping the executive session with new business. So the members that are, the folks that are on the phone wouldn't have to hang out through the executive session. So if we get a motion for that amendment and approval of the agenda, please.
So moved, Curtis Thayer, AEA.
Second, Arthur Miller.
Any discussion? Hearing none, Jennifer, if we can move roll call vote, please.
I'm sorry, this is Tina Grovier. May I just add one question? Is it just A through C that you are moving up, or D as well? Just for clarification, so I understand.
It was going to be all of them, D included.
Okay.
Is that going to work, Tina, or is there possibly something that could come out of the executive session that would move toward a decision for item D?
Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, this is Brad. I have a quick question.
Go ahead, Brad.
If this motion passes, does that mean that the committee can take no action after it gets after the executive session?
This is Tina. I think my concern was that to the extent executive session is to discuss item D in part, that you would want that information before you had a vote on it. That's all.
Okay. Hearing that, since the motion is still on the table, could we maybe amend the motion to move items 9, A, B, and C to new item 8, A, B, and C, and then have another new business item D after the executive session? Would that be appropriate, Tina?
Yes, sir. I believe that would work. Thank you.
As the maker of the motion, I would concur. We just need a friendly amendment on the second.
Friendly amendment. Second, Arthur Miller.
Okay, thank you. All right, so Jennifer, we're going to do a roll call vote to amend the agenda to move items 9A, B, and C to new items 8A, B, and C. And then that would put the executive session as item 9, and then item 10 would be 10, I guess it'd be A now for the RCA issuing questions U25-0281.
Okay. Tugatch Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
The City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Brad Janorski, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Bryce Million, yes.
Rail Belt Reliability Council?
No, we're not going to vote on that.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And Alaska Energy Authority?
Yes.
Okay, the motion carries, Chair.
All right, thank you, Jennifer. Moving on to item number 5, public comments, if there are any public comments.
Okay. If there's anybody in the room that would like to make a public comment? Okay, if there's anybody on the phone, if you'd like to make a public comment, please do so.
Jennifer, I see Ed's hand is up.
Okay, Mr. Jenkins.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify, we're not voting because we're a non-voting member of the board.
Correct.
Just for those people that have joined and may not know the fact.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that clarification. Is anybody on the phone want to make a public comment? Okay, Chair, it appears there's...
Oh, good.
Okay, so let me call in as the organizer. This is crazy. Okay, hang on.
All right, standing by.
We are getting the boardroom rewired in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Whether we need it or not.
Exactly. I think we need it.
You got full value out of this current wiring. Right out to the depreciated end of its life.
Exactly. Curtis, is the rewiring going to be done by the contractor that installed this system?
I don't believe so.
Accepted. If you are the organizer, press the star key now. Otherwise, please hold. Please enter your PIN followed by the pound or hash sign.
It's still the low bidder.
For menu of available command, press star 1.
Okay, we're back on the public call, but there's nobody on there now. So they didn't want to make a public comment, so.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, then we will move on to item number 6, approval of the meeting minutes for October 17th, 2025, which were part of everybody's packet. We get a motion for that.
Move to approve the meeting minutes from October 17th, 2025.
Curtis, there a second.
Any discussion or changes to the minutes? All right, hearing none, Jennifer, will you do a roll call vote to approve the minutes as presented?
Yes, sir. The City of Seward?
Yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Brad Janorski, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Tugatch Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to item 7, old business open access transmission tariff RCA matter TA1-8001. Tina, I'm going to turn that one over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, everyone. On October 20th, the RTO filed its response to Commission Order No. 5 in this docket, as well as its responses to discovery from ACPIRG and REAP. 2 days later, we received pre-filed responsive testimony from RAPA, GVEA, REAP, EGA, and Seward. The discovery period has opened and discovery has begun. On October 31st, the Commission issued Order U25-28C, 7. Order requiring and allowing filings, issuing supplemental questions, and establishing filing dates, which added briefing requirements to the November 14, 2025 filing. In addition, the RTO's pre-filed reply testimony is due December 19th. I have matters related to these topics, contracts, subcommittees, pre-filed reply testimony, and next steps in docket U-2528 to discuss with you in executive session, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal and financial position of the RTO and or the committee members. Thank you.
All right. Any questions for Tina? Okay. Hearing and seeing none, we will move on then to item 8A, new business RTO technical subcommittee update. John Sinclair, if you could come up and give us an update.
Yeah, thanks, Travis. Through the chair, we have been meeting. We meet weekly and have been discussing several items. The major focus has been on the regional local allocator. We've had some healthy discussions on it, but have not reached a consensus on the methodology or the studies involved on that. I believe there will be several additional meetings required before we can reach that. There's many thoughts on it. So it will be ongoing for a little while. That has been our main focus. We don't have anything to report as far as a direction yet on that, but that has been taking up quite a bit of our time. We've also talked about some of the discovery questions. We've provided our recommendations on some of those discovery questions. And we've also looked at the schedules that there have been several requests for schedules as far as how long some of the efforts, business practices, and local regional along with bosses, how long those will take. The general consensus and recommendation from the technical subcommittee on those schedules is it's speculative at best. We don't have a clear scope yet, so without a clear scope, it is very difficult to come up with a schedule. So it's been a struggle to develop those. We did provide some general high-level schedules. But they are very speculative. That was noted when we passed those along. It's pretty challenging. The requests from the RCA have been challenging to answer just because we don't know the scope yet. So we've caveated a lot of what we've provided so far just because we haven't had enough time. So that's basically what we've met and discussed to date. And we've tried to provide some very high-level speculative schedules, some comments on discovery, and we are right now very focused on the local regional allocator. And as we have more, I'll report back, but right now it's definitely deep in discussions on how we should proceed.
Thank you, John. Any questions from the committee for John?
Arthur Miller, I've got a question for John.
Yep, go ahead, Arthur.
When do we need to have a response on this, the local regional allocator back to the commission?
Good question. They were requesting a schedule on when that would be complete. So we did provide a schedule. They didn't necessarily... I mean, they did ask for a date, like, when are you going to be done with it? So we provided that in the Gantt chart. But, again, it's very speculative. So and it is out of ways. So I can't remember the exact number of weeks, but it was about a year and a half before that would be wrapped up.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any other questions for John? Hearing and seeing none, John, thank you for the update on that, and we'll move on to the RTO Tariff Subcommittee. Mr. Heckman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning, everyone. So the RTO Tariff Subcommittee, we have now met three times. We've formed. I've been elected as chair of that committee, and we've met three times since formation. The focus of the subcommittee's work so far has been on supporting Tina in the reply brief to the RCA that's due here in a week, and just filling in some of those details for some of those responses. The schedule, the Gantt chart that's going to be addressed a little bit later in today's meeting has also been an item that the committee members have been focused on putting together some timelines for when we can be working on some of those specific tasks regarding either rate implementation slash, you know, addressing any filings to address double recovery of any transmission costs associated with the BTS and our revenue requirements. So that's the Gantt chart should be reflective of the timelines that we at the utility level believe that we can implement some of these changes. That's been a primary focus. We've also started discussing business practices that were identified in the initial filing and have since been discussed with our consultant, Carl Monroe. He and the committee members have identified an initial three business practices we're going to begin the process of addressing here after the briefing is done. The RTO postings, the filing of service agreements, and updates and changes to the oath itself. So those are three business practices we're going to start addressing at the committee level after we've gotten through the briefing. But as we're going to be hearing a little bit later on today, the briefing and some of the timelines associated with that have been the subcommittee's principal focus. So happy to take any questions that any members of the governance committee may have.
Any questions for Daniel? Okay, not hearing or seeing any. Thank you, Daniel, for that update, and we'll move on to RTO Finance Subcommittee update. Karen, I see you're up on the mic, so I'll turn it over to you.
Good morning. The Finance Subcommittee met in October. It was our first meeting. I was elected chair, so I will be giving updates to the RTO Governance Committee from the Finance Subcommittee at these meetings. We also discussed the schedule of activities that's required for the November 14th briefing due to the RCA. The Finance Subcommittee is focused on the financial aspects of the tariff, so the ATRR, the cost of service calculation, some of the requirements for billing, like what happens when an entity is islanded, and they'll be working on business practices associated with those topics. One thing that we need to focus on at our next meeting, which is Monday of next week, is discussing the audit timelines for the individual entities, because as we begin to develop the schedule for the ATRR, we really need to have a good understanding of when that information will be available to be entered into the ATRR template that's been proposed. We have not set up a recurring meeting yet. It is something I'm going to discuss next Monday. We just have not had a chance, really, with all the members present, to pick a date that we can meet on a regular basis. But that is our intention to have a weekly meeting. Any questions? Thank you.
Okay. With that, thank you for that update, Karen. That moves us into item number 9, which would be executive session. If we could get a motion to go into executive session for the topics that Tina had addressed a little bit earlier in the meeting.
Mr. Chair, I move that the RTO enter into an executive session to discuss confidential financial matters related to RTO finances and legal strategy. This is consistent with our bylaws, which allow a board to consider confidential matters in executive session. In this case, the RTO believes that these are subjects that would have an adverse effect upon the finances of the RTO are being discussed with our attorney, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the committee, or are protected by law due to rules protecting personal privacy and certain business information.
Thank you, Brian. Is there a second?
Arthur Miller, second.
Any discussion? And then, Jennifer, if we could do a roll call vote to go into executive session, please.
Yes, sir. Homer Electric Association?
Brad Genorsi, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Chris Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
The City of Seward?
Ryan Hickey, yes.
The motion carries, Chair, and we will go into executive session.
First discussed while executive session, except as authorized by bylaws section 5.12.2, to give direction to an attorney or negotiator regarding the handling of a specific legal matter or pending negotiation. With that, that moves us into new business. Item D, RCA issuing questions in UDocket 25-0281. Is there discussion on this or a motion?
I would propose a motion that the RTO approve Chair Travis Million to work with counsel and any relevant witnesses to finalize and file the information requested by the RCA in order number 1 and 7, due November 14th, 2025, with the understanding that no material changes will be made without bringing the filing back to the committee.
A motion, is there a second?
Second, Hickey.
Any discussion? And then, Jennifer, will you do a roll call vote, please?
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Yes, Curtis there.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Brad Janorski, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
All right, thank you. Moving along, next item, member comments. I'm going to start online. Curtis, any comments from you?
You're muted. Okay.
No, I just wanted to thank everybody and Tina and everything, and we do owe you a couple things. Let's be from the IMC, and we'll try to get that wrapped up on Monday for you, or at least get you a direction on Monday. Thank you.
Tony?
Yes, I want to thank Jennifer for all that she does, but some of the technical challenges and delays, I think would be much, much worse if we didn't have Jennifer. So thank you, and good meeting.
Ed?
I have nothing further to add. I appreciate the conversations.
Ed? Do you have any comments?
Oh, sorry, Mr. Chair. I thought you said Ed, and I'm thinking he just spoke. Nothing new. Thanks.
Okay. Ryan?
Nothing from me. Thank you very much.
And Arthur?
Just to repeat, thank Jennifer and Tina and all the subcommittee representatives that gave the updates today. Very good meeting. Thank you.
And I would echo all the previous comments made. Thank you guys very much with that. With that, next meeting date will be on December 5th. And with that, look for a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn, Curtis Thayer, AGA.
Second, Brad.
And Jennifer, roll call vote, please.
Hey, Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
The City of Seward?
Right. Hickey, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Brad Janorski, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
All right, we are adjourned. Thank you guys very much.
And for the meeting.